sound of the men.
I like the sound of that.
I really like the sound of that.
You have got what appears to be a dynamite sound.
The sound of music.
The sound of music lives here.
That sounds wonderful.
Welcome to the Thursday Night Music Club on the Carney Show.
All right, let's do it. Sam with us from STL Sound. Also play it forward to STL.org, bringing us some local scenes. And I have to tell you, even though you went on to do some television with Tim Azell on a regular basis, it all started here. And know that, you know, you're not the only egg in my basket. I have other baskets, too. In fact, the Well Hungarians were here the other night, so we were treating people to some local music, and you weren't involved. So.
Yeah, but I listened, and it was a great interview, and you guys were having a good time.
They were great fun. Of course, having Big George Brock never hurts either.
You know, and the two difference of the two groups, amazing, and they pulled it together first time ever.
Didn't know each other, had no plans of playing together, and I said, oh, come on, just try something. And they're like, okay, we'll see. Something in C, kind of da-da-da-da-da, okay, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. And next thing you know, it's like, wow, I'm glad I'm taping this because I'm going to sell it on iTunes.
It was really good. And I even thought, what a strange mix for the event that they're having to book those two bands.
Yeah.
You know, where'd that come from? But you pulled it off as you always do.
I didn't do anything. It was those guys making all that noise that worked out so well.
Yeah, but you invited them here, and that was pretty cool of you. Speaking of John Holtzman from the Well Hungarians.
Yeah.
Because we're going to talk about Play It Forward, STL.org. We were actually speaking this afternoon, and John used to own a music shop a few years ago, and he has a lot of stuff left over that he is going to donate to our little organization. A lot of cloths, a lot of cleaning supplies, strings, just kind of stuff that he still has in storage that he's passing on. So,
well, that's nice.
Yeah, no instruments per se, but those little things like that make a difference as well.
We're still looking for those, and music stands, and guitars, and trumpets, and drums, and whatever.
I'm down to just, all I need now is two guitars to benefit the strings attached program. I've got all three, just need two. Come on.
Two more guitars, electric or acoustic, or doesn't matter?
Acoustic, probably.
All right, well, come on, folks. Play it forward, STL.org. For more information, your donation, by the way, tax deductible. They'll come pick it up, and they'll get it in the hands of some kids that may not otherwise enjoy the beauty that is music. So hats off to you for that.
Well, thank you.
All right. So
I just want to be in your basket.
Okay. Put your music up front now, and let's talk about who's playing where. And I got to apologize. Let me do this. I doubt they're listening because they only listen when they're on the show. But when the, and I called them the Mad Hungarians at one point when they were in here. They're all Hrabowski's kids. It's amazing. But when they were in here, I didn't realize that the young Ethan, the 21-year-old who took the brunt of my abuse, was the same Ethan Jones.
Yes.
Who we have featured on here as a solo artist before, and I loved his stuff.
I know you did.
I did not connect those dots at all. Not that I would have treated him any better, because he's 21, and these punk kids deserve to know what we went through and walking to school backwards in the snow. But, wow, I didn't connect those dots at all.
And that's why I should have sent you a quick email to remind you of that, because we never mentioned that he was a Todd Jones son. We kept him singled out as Ethan Jones.
When did he join the Well Hungarians?
Well, remember a few weeks back, I told you that one of the members was leaving, which was Michael, who's been with the band for 8 years.
Yeah.
The Well Hungarians, John and Todd decided, hey, let's bring Ethan on board, see if he can cut it. And he's done extremely well. And it's working.
Great player. And good singer, too. Now,
fantastic
when puberty
singer.
Hits, who knows what he's going to sound like. But see, there I go again. Ethan, sorry about that. And they gave me a T-shirt.
Aw.
You know, I love it when the guests bring gifts. Doesn't happen all that often. And they gave me like a little bag, and it had like some beer coolies and a T-shirt. And I was very excited. Took it home, and I didn't open up the bag until today. And as cute as it is, I'm not sure I would wear a T-shirt that says in giant letters across the front of it,
I'm a well-hung fan.
I'm a well-hung fan. So John and Don and boys, that's going to be my new painting shirt at the house. I was hoping it said well-Hungarians on it.
Right.
That I would wear. But well-hung fan is, it's my painting shirt now.
Perhaps we'll get you another one. And it's interesting that, you know, just to bring this up, fortunately, if you went to wellhungarians.com, You don't want to go there.
Don't go there. Yeah, oh, they told me that's like...
Don't go there.
That's like a gay porn site or something.
Yeah, I had booked them at this Millennium Hotel several years back, and the lady that was in charge, she got it wrong, and she went to the wellhungarians.com and called me immediately and said, what are you doing? I'm like, no, it's .net. It's .net.
Yeah, wellhungarians.net, please. Go to that website. Okay, do you have any music, or are we just...
You just want to chatter? I'm fine.
I'm fine with the banter. I'm fine with the banter.
Let's start a new show and just we'll call it banter.
I may have to. So we'll talk.
All right. Let's talk a little music. This artist came to me via some friends. His name is Greg Wurzel. Wurzel? Wurzel. Help me.
Probably Wurzel.
Wurzel.
Yeah.
I had that. He'll be playing at Table 3 in Wildwood. Sorry, I don't have an address on that. On August 21st, which is what, Saturday night?
Do I have to do everything? Do you not do any preparation here? I don't know his name. I don't know where this place is.
Just on this first one, sometimes it's hard. Anywho, there's another performing band called Rhythm of the Night. And this is actually a cover song, but I thought it was pretty cool. It's off his Script CD, and the song is called Break Even.
Still alive, but I'm barely breathing. Just pray to God, cause I do believe him. Cause I've got time while she's got freedom. Cause when a heart breaks, no, it don't break even. Her best days will be some of my worst. She finally met a man who's gonna put her first. I'm wide awake, she's no trouble sleeping. Cause when her heart breaks, no, it don't break even, even, no. And what am I supposed to do when the best part of me was always you? And what am I supposed to say when I'm all choked up and you're okay? And I'm falling to pieces. And I'm falling to pieces.
I like that a lot. I don't know who did the song first. I've heard the tune before. I know it's a cover song, but he does it some grand justice there. Greg Wurzel, who will be at Table 3 in Wildwood, coming up on the 21st. That's Saturday night, by the way.
I said Saturday night, you little stink.
Well, I wasn't sure at the time. Now, is he a solo act or is there a band? Or?
No, he's a solo act, but there's another band going to be there called Rhythm of the Night, and there's no cover charge, so we do like that in these economic times, not to pay for the band.
And two bands for the price of none, which is even better.
That's a great band name.
Two bands for the price of none?
I like it.
I don't know.
I'm going to do something with it.
I'm still a Smorgasbord 9 fan. I think that's a killer band name. And Kathleen Turner Overdrive someday will be my orchestra. Sam's with us, Thursday Night Music Club, and starting with the local sounds, what, pray tell, do you have from around town?
Well, I have your personal favorite, Jeremy Siegelmoss from the Bottoms Up Blues Gang.
Oh, Mr. Three Names.
Yeah. Mm. I love Jeremy. We've been talking, actually. He's been out of town. They're performing, like, all over the place. North Carolina, New Orleans. They're constantly gone. But they are having a CD release, a new CD. This band's been together for 9 years.
Yeah.
I mean, they're doing extremely well. They play over 200 shows a year.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
They're constantly working. And the Baby Blues Showcase is Jeremy's baby also.
And I think this is going to be the 10th year. I could be wrong about that, and I'll check that. But I do believe that's the 10th year. And this year, just like last year, the Baby's Blues Showcase will benefit Play It Forward. So extremely happy about that.
Coming up in November, and we'll get Jeremy and Kari in here to sing and play. And
that'd be a lot of fun. They've certainly earned some credits there for putting on that show over and over again. And that's going to be held down at BB's, and that's the Sunday after Thanksgiving. You want to throw that on your calendar.
Anything sooner?
Okay. August 29th. And Brown Bottle Fever is also going to be performing on this show. I believe it's a $5 cover and it goes from 6 to 9. Maybe you will join us for that.
Sundays are good.
Sundays are good from 6 to 9. It's an early show. This new CD is called Handle It. And let's name off a few of the people that are featured on this new album.
So would this be a CD release party?
Yes, it is.
And where will this be?
I'm sorry, BB's Blues, Jazz, and Soups.
Right, same place that the showcase will be in November. Okay.
Yes, I really think that's their home. They do most of their stuff there. So, on this CD, Handle It, Benny Smith, legendary.
Yeah.
Adam Andrews, Tony Esterly, Sharon Forner, Joey Glenn, Charlie Halloran, Nathan Hersey, was it Zach Arack? I don't know. Tom Maloney, Eric McSpadden, Joe Meyer, Matt Murdock, Audra Neeland, Bennett Schaefer, and Don Weber. These are amazing local artists, yeah. Every single one of them, and they're all got involved with this CD.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Jeremy. So do we have something from the disc to play?
We do, and this is Miss Carrie Liston. She's just got this amazing voice. And the CD is called, or the track is called, The More I Get, The Less I Have.
Circles round and round, no one ever stops. I'll hit the ground. No matter how I try, I can't keep still. But somehow I know I always will. Well, I'm trying to find a balance between what's good and what's not, but it always seems the more I get, the less I got. Been a long time since I looked in the mirror. Things seem out of focus. I gotta make them clearer. There seems to be a dead end everywhere I turn. Another shoe drops. Another lesson learned.
Oh, well, you done good, girl, this week.
I knew it.
Like that a lot. Handle It, the new CD out from the Bottoms Up Blues Gang. And, Carrie, by the way, is the niece of Pat and Danny Liston of Mama's Pride. It was here last. They were here last Thursday. So we're going to see if they have any other family members that we can feature next week. Let's see if we just do Liston Mania all the way through. Sam's with us from STL Sound. Also played forward STL.org and running down some of the local music thing before we get into national stuff with Dan Durkholz. And we got time for another one, honey. What do you want to... Who do you want to shine the light on? Yeah.
Here's a man that's been around for a little while, and I like these guys. We featured them in the magazine a couple of years ago, and they are having their CD release, Pate, at Off-Broadway on September 11th. It's an $8 cover charge. Other performing bands, Vijay, I can't ever pronounce his name.
Vijay.
It's almost that.
I don't know.
It's Vijay Rai.
But you didn't even
mention, the Removers.
You didn't even mention whose band is having a CD release party.
You said
these guys are friends of mine. I love them. You've not said who you're talking about.
John Henry and the Engine.
Oh, okay.
Your neighbor.
Good information. John Henry and the Engine. All right. That helps.
You can check them out at johnhenryandtheengine.com.
What are the other bands performing?
Do I have to say the name again?
Mm-hmm.
But...
I would go with Vijay Rao and the Removers,
yes.
The Rogue, and Mark J. Zinn. This isn't that hard. Can you get like a Hooked on Phonics tape or something?
It didn't work for me. I told you that. We've discussed this.
Shh. Did the CD skip? I don't know. So meanwhile, back at John Henry and the Engine with their CD release party on Saturday, September 11th at Off-Broadway for $8. That's where we left off.
And I booked them on Fox 2 News so they can announce this gig mm-hmm. on a live performance. Mm-hmm. Thought I'd throw that in, mm-hmm. being in your basket. Mm-hmm. Anywho, the album is called I Don't Want to Know, and that's also the name of the track that we're going to hear.
How convenient. John Henry and the Engine.com, the website. Sam, it's always a pleasure.
It's always fun, isn't it?
Playitforwardstl.org, too. Take a look in the attic, the basement, the garage, if you have any instrumentation.
Please.
Let's get it into the hands of some kids, can we? Well done. Thank you, dear.
Thank you, my darling.
Always a pleasure. Dan Dirkholtz takes it national for us on the Thursday Night Music Club, and we go out with John Henry and the Engine.
Some things that baby that I'm sure. Well, if you come here.